Sheikh al Teish. Because the psak from Sheikh al Teish means don't think anything strong that makes you a little bit shikah. See, if you eat this kilo, if you eat these dates, you become like shikah. See, so you say figs, you say figs. So you see, a mol, it could be sheikhria, could mean kilo. Maybe it means devela kilos. Maybe not the pasuk talking about the achalto means you're drinking it, and maybe it means you're eating these type of figs. And Gemara Eliyalev Sheikha Sheikha Minoser. No, I learned out the word Sheikha here means mamish strong wine, like it says by the Issa Naziris, by a Nozir. That Ma'alahal and Yain, just like by a Nozir, when the Torah says he's not allowed to drink Sheikha, it means he can't drink wine, is Afkan Yain. Who was it here also? When the Torah says Sheikha, it means you have to eat the wine. So now the Gemara asked the question, like we were saying before. You want to tell me Vitirush Chamruhu? So when the Torah says the word tirosh, the wine, it doesn't mean grapes. It means wine. Is that true? But Tanya, I'll bring you right out like that. That the word tirosh could mean taka grapes. That we learned by Hilchos Nedarim. That ha'noidim in tirosh. If somebody made a neder nati tirosh, is the halacha osor b'chol mina mesika. He's not allowed to eat anything that's sweet. In other words, he asked the grapes and anything like grapes that's sweet to eat. But umut to be yain, but he's allowed to drink wine. So you see, wine is not included in tirosh. It's anything that's sweet. Umut of yain, and he's allowed to drink wine. So here you see, tirosh does not mean wine, but tirosh means the grapes. So maybe the pasuk here also, v'yachalta means going on the grapes, not on the wine. But this is the kasha. The tirosh chamru, this is the kasha. Is tirosh, does tirosh mean wine? No, tirosh can mean grapes. Then the chal is no kasha. The pasuk says v'yachalta of tirosh v'yitzor. So maybe tirosh means a grapes, not wine. Just like by a nether, you see, if you ask yourself from tirosh, you only mean to ask yourself from grapes or anything that's sweet like grapes, but not wine. For the Gemara, is that true? For lav chamru, you want to tell me no that tirosh does not mean wine. Well, see if the pasuk says a pasuk of chaya v'sirosh yenoivev besulois, and like Rashi says here. That means zeyain. This means wine. The besulos will drink wine. The toiv shu meshaker esodam legaloi sisra liboy atumim kapsulam will make the person speak out the things that he has in his heart that's hidden like a psul that's closed. So you see clearly that besirish means wine. So Gemara says no. Maybe it means dover habo minatirish is yinoivei besulos. That's something that comes out of the grapes, which is wine, that will make the psulos talk a lot. But not that the tirosh itself means wine. For the Gemara is another question, that there's a pasuk in Mishlei that says, v'sirosh yikovecha yifreitzu, that means your vats will overflow with v'sirosh. And what you store in your vats, you store wine in the vat in yikovecha, you don't store grapes there. So the Gemara says no, and the pasuk means, dover habo minatirosh yikovecha yifreitzu. I mean, things that come out of the grapes. Tirosh here means grapes. But the things that come out of the grapes, the wine, that will overflow from your vats. For the Gemara Kashiv, Oksiv, the Pasuk says, the Gemara Oksiv, Zenus v'yayin v'sirosh is yikach leiv. There is Zenus, and drinking wine, and eating sirosh, that will take away your heart. So the Chorot Smashma clearly, that v'sirosh here means the wine. And like Rashi says, it can't just mean eating sirish, meaning eating the grapes. Because the grapes don't make you shikar, it won't take away your heart. Yalamai zikha means the wine here. So Gemara answers, hello, the kulayalma sirish chamru. Havadid, when the Torah says sirish havadid means wine, it doesn't mean the grapes. I kasha by nedarim v'yats masha, somebody says sirish, he only means tasa the grapes. Uv nedarim holach achal oshim ben ayodim. By a neder, we go boss of the way people talk. And the way people talk, they call sirosh, it means grapes. For the Gemara, v'yamai korale yain v'yamai korale sirosh. If so, for telling me now the midiraisa, when the Torah says sirosh, it means wine, how come sometimes the Torah calls wine yain, and sometimes it calls wine sirosh? So Gemara says that yain means shemevi yalala liyerlam. Wine means it like makes it dark, it like makes it brings peronis on the world. Like Rashi says, you can become shikha from wine, and you do averis, you do znus, and that brings peronis. That makes it like it's black, like dark in the world. So Yalola here means like it brings punishment on the world. And Sirash means, Shekol HaMizgoraboy Nasa Rush. Whoever drinks too much wine will become poor from that. And Rav Kana Rami, Rav Kana Yasef Rakasha, Ksiv Sirush, Vekarinon Sirush. In other words, it says it without the Vov, and we read it with the Vov. So we dash in Zocho Nasa Rush. If you drink wine, but you don't drink too much, just enough, that will make you ahead, will make you good. Vashenken Loi Zoch, if you're not Zoch, if you drink too much wine, will make you shikker, then Nasa Rush, you become poor. And like Rashi says, Nasa Rush means, Shemapakeach Liba Bechochma, will make you smart, like it makes you happy, and like that you become smart. And then the Gemara says, Vahainu Derova, Derova Rami, Rav Esav Akashem, Ksiv Yismach, Vakarinon, it says Karinon Yishmach with a sin, with a shin, Vakarinon Yismach with a samach. So we dashin Zocho Misamchay. If you drink, what we say, just enough wine, it'll make you happy, it'll make the simcha. Loi Zocho, then Mishamamo, it'll make you shmama, like be waste, or it's rat you away. Vahainu Diyama Rova, Cham Rova Richni Pikhin. Rava said the fact he drank wine, in other words, just enough wine, richni, and he had things that smelled good, it's pikhin, that made him smart. In other words, with the spices, and with the smelled good, and with the wine, that made him like happy in a good mood, and with that he was able to learn to become smart. Alright, we'll stop here. Just one more thing that we spoke about before. Before we said that the mon was 60 amas tall, and learned it out from the marble, that there the water, they said it was 15 amas high. So the question was, what do you mean it was only 15 amas high? The Zuchur over there was 15 amas high, taller than the highest mountain. But how did the water get, like from the bottom of the ground up until the top of the mountain? The Zuchur also came from the top. So Zuchur, much, much, much more water came down. So really Rashi before answered this question. Rashi before says no, that really, it says, min ha-tahin, yotzu t'chilo. The water came up from the bottom. Really, first the water came up from the Tahom and made everything straight. And it was flattened out with water, that even the highest mountain was flattened up. So the water came up until the top of the highest mountain. Then the Psukim say, when the water came down from Shemayim, that was another 15 amas high, the water came down to make it above the mountains. So it's very good. From two windows full of rain, it came out to fill up 15 amas high. So here by the mon, it says there was 8 windows, a door, which has 8 windows, it's 4 times as much, therefore he says that it was 60 amas tall. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding the Ayin Vov in the base. Now, as the Mishnah says, on Yom Kippur, rechitza is also, you're not going to wash yourself on Yom Kippur. The verse says, rechitza v'sicha minolon, v'ikri inui. How do we know that washing yourself and rubbing yourself, sicha, rubbing oil like on your body, that that's also? Because that's called an inui. That's called, you're putting like, you're not supposed, the Torah says, to put paint to your body and not to put things that you enjoy. How do we know it's called an inui? The Pasuk says, the Pasuk of Daniel, Lechem chamudois lo yechalti. Daniel said, I did not eat good bread. Uvaso v'yayin lo yivu al pi. And no wine and meat came into my mouth. V'soich lo yisochti. And I didn't rub myself at all. That's what Daniel said. We'll soon see why. Now, my lechem chamudois lo yechalti. What does it mean that Daniel did not even eat lechem, bread of chamudois? So Amar Rav Yehuda, Vrede Rav Shmuel Bar Shelis, that means Afilu Nahama Dechiti Dekaisa Loyochal. I did not even eat Nahama bread, Dechiti of wheat. Dekaisa means fine wheat. I didn't eat good bread. Rashi says, Dechito Dekaisa, Chitim Nois, Onikios, nice and clean wheat. Kedematargumim as Big Day Esav Chachamudais. Dekaisa means nice begotten. So here he did not eat nice wheat bread. So from this pasuk it says he did not eat bread, and he did not wine and basar, and also v'soich lo yisachti, he didn't rub himself. So you see, sicha is included in inui. For the Gemara though, minolon dechashav kinui. How do you know these things that Daniel did is called something like he put pain to his body? How do you know it's called inui? So the Gemara answered, "Dechsiv," because the apostle before says, "Vayomer Elai al tira Daniel." That the Malach told Daniel, that the Malach Gavriel told Daniel, "Don't be afraid." Kimin hayoyim harishon asher nosato es libcho lohovin ulehisano es lefnei lokechom. It's on the first day that you put to your heart to understand and to fast in front of Hashem, which says Lisanos, you see it's called an inui, that all these things you did is considered an inui, it's considered like you put pain to your body. Is nishmu devarecha, it was heard what you wanted to say, Daniel, your words were heard, v'ani bosi bitvarecha, and I came, as the Malach Gavriel was able to come back because of your words. We'll soon see what that means. But I call upon him, you see the pasuk here, that the Malach Gavriel was telling Daniel that these are the things that you will hisanois, like you had inu in front of Hashem. And the pasuk before said, what did Daniel do? He didn't eat bread, and he didn't eat bosor v'yayin, and v'soich l'sochti, he didn't rub himself. So we see here that the Gemara says, ashkechon sicha. Good. You have a raya that sicha, rubbing yourself, that's called an inui. And normally you're not allowed to do it on Yom Kippur. Either it's an esmachta, like some Mishraim, or else it's a deraisa, and the Rabbanim come to explain what the Torah meant asa. But we have a raya from Sukkim that sicha rubbing yourself is included in inui, so therefore you're not allowed to do it on Yom Kippur. For the Gemara though, rechitza minolon. But how do we know you can't wash yourself on Yom Kippur? Omer Rav Zutra b'Rebbe Tuvia. Omer, the Pasuk says, va'tovoi kamayim bekirboi. That water came inside him, v'chashemen v'atzmoisov. And like the oil went on my bones. So we're saying now that what, just like Shemen batzmoisa, Hashem means rubbing yourself, the same thing, that washing yourself. That washing yourself and rubbing yourself has the same halacha. So since we have a sukkah before, that sicha, rubbing yourself, is called an inui, huadin rechitza, washing yourself, is also called an inui. So tomorrow, no, v'yemem, no, v'yemo kishtia. Maybe the pasuk just means hishtia, drinking. It says here, "Batovah kamayim bekirboy." Maybe it means you drank the water. Maybe drinking the water is like rubbing yourself. So that avada is also on Yom Kippur. But how do you know rechitza, just washing your body, is also? As we aim a kishtiyah. So Gemara says, "No, dum you the shemen." The pasuk says that the water came into your body just like shemen goes on your bones. Is ma shemen beavroi, just like oil. You don't drink the oil. You're talking about rubbing it on your body. But just like the oil means on the outside of you, is afmayim b'yavroin. When the apostle says that the water comes inside you, it doesn't mean drinking the water. It means that the water comes on top of you, that rechitza. So rechitza and sicha are the same halachas. It's considered like one. So if we know that sicha is called an inui, huadin, or rechitza is also called an inui. For at the Gemara, no, v'atani yipcha. We learn from this pasuk just the opposite. Another Gemara takes this pasuk and learns a little bit different from this pasuk. V'atana ipcha kanosav lo. The Tana uses this pasuk to learn out just the opposite. The Tanan we learned. Minayin l'sicha shikishtiya. B'yom HaKippurim. How do we know that just like you're not allowed to drink on Yom Kippur, hu adin sicha, rubbing yourself, rubbing your body with something, with some liquid, some oil, is considered like shtiya? Hey, how do we know that sicha is like shtiya? Afal pishin raila dover. It's not a real pasuk. But I have a raya a little bit from a posik. Shenema the posik says, Va'atovoi kamayim bekirboi. So mashma v'dashin now, the posik means mama's drinking. That the water came inside you were drinking the water. U'cheshemen bi'atzmoisov. And the rubbing of the shemen on your body. So mashma that sich is kishtiya. So we see Ritaka said that the posik va'atovoi kamayim means mama's drinking. So we can't say before, like before, we wanted to say the pasuk means that rechitza, washing, is the same thing like rubbing. Another Tana learns from this pasuk, no, that rubbing has the same halacha like shtiyah. So you see here, v'atovai kamayim. Bekirboy doesn't mean washing, but it means taka drinking. Rashi says, shikishtiyah, alma mayim dekro shtiyahu. That's what the pasuk says, v'atovai kamayim bekirboy, means he drank the water. V'shemenu di'alef mimayim. And we're learning out now, rubbing is the same halacha like drinking. V'yat yalfis mayim eshemen. And the first time before, wants to learn out just the opposite. He wants to learn out that mayim means rechitza. And we're learning out rechitza from sicha. So where it says, El Omer Avashi, rechitza megufa dekroa shmi l'cho. I have a raya that rechitza is called an inui from the pasuk of Daniel itself. That the pasuk before said, v'soichoi sochti, he did not rub himself. So from that pasuk we learned out that rubbing is called an inui. It's called, if you do it, you're giving yourself pleasure, and that's something you should not do on Yom Kippur. Now from that pasuk gufa we see also rechitza is also called giving yourself pleasure. The pasuk says, v'soich loy sochti. Daniel said, I did not rub myself, but it's a double ocean. V'soich loy sochti. So what does it mean, a double lashon, v'soich le'sochti? It means like two things. One thing is he did not rub himself, and secondly, he did also not wash himself. So you see, washing is also called an inui. The Rashi says, Elam Rav Ashi, rechitza l'gufa d'kroa, the Daniel, the gavesicha nafkulam ribuye, the lishna v'soich le'sochti, l'motz l'nichtav le'sochti, it just should have said le'sochti. What does it say? Two lashonis of soich loy sachti, the soich loy sachti. What does it say? Tulishen is for to teach us. Even rechitza is also called an inui. So the kitzur from the pasuk of Daniel, we have a raya that rechitza and sicha are both called inuyim, are called pleasures. And if you don't do it, it's called you give yourself pain. And that's what the Torah meant, or else the Rabbanan meant to say you should not do this on Yom Kippur. Now we're going back to that pasuk by Daniel, that the Malach said, the Malach Gavriel told Daniel, you should know. I was able to come back because of your words. What does it mean that Gavriel told Daniel that I came back because of you? Like Rashi says, Sefer Dukro Daniel, Altira Daniel, Vani Bosi Bedvarechem, Nichnasti L'Teicha Parga Bishvilchem. Gavriel said I was able to come back in front of Hashem because of you. What does it mean? So Gemara says, Haynu D'Chsiv. That's what the Pasuk in Yechezkel says. There were 70 people, older people of Bnei Yisrael. He was in the middle of them. They were standing in front of them. And everybody had his miktartoi. They asked onon hakteris oilam. They had like the kteris with them. They paying with the senses. And the asar onon, and the smoke was coming up. The smoke of the kteris was going up. And the pasuk says, "Vayishlach tavnis yod." Everybody took a tavnis of a hand, a form of a hand. Vayikocheni, they picked me up. It took me. Betzitzis roishi. As Yecheskel was saying this, that like a hand came and picked me up by my head, by the hair of my head. Vatisa oisi ruach, and a big wind came. A ruach came and picked me up. Bein oros ben hashemayim, I was like flying in the air between the oros and the shemayim. Vatovei oisi Yerushalayim, and they brought me to Yerushalayim. They took Yecheskel from Bavel to Yerushalayim. The Maros Elokim, with the Maros Elokim, whatever that means, the Maros Elokim, El Pesach Shara Penimis. He was brought mamish to the Pesach Shara Penimis. Ha'apenis Svoyna, that was facing towards the north side. Asher Shom Moishav Semel,